What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Thanks to everyone who's been sharing the podcast and those of you who are joining us for the first time. It's going to be a great one today on the subject of faith. I want to ask this question. What is your evidence? When we talk about faith, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, a notable verse on faith, Hebrews 11:1, you can probably quote it with me. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." It says it's the evidence of unseen things. So when it comes to faith, you have to have an evidence. I want to ask you, what's your evidence? Because there's three possible evidences. And depending on what you're looking at, what you're fixing your eyes on as your evidence, that's going to determine your outcome. Whether it's an outcome of victory, or if it's an outcome of failure, if it's an outcome of, I've been praying about this for 8 years and I haven't seen any change. And so I want to ask today, what's your evidence? So number one, three things. Number one, there's what the word says. Number two, there's what the devil says. And then number three, there's what it looks like. What the word says, what the devil says, what it looks like. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I love that in the nature of faith, it's actually dealing with things that you don't see. You know, we know that faith is action. If there's no action, there's no faith, right? Faith is a moving thing. It's an acting thing. The Bible says faith without works is dead. So the nature of faith is that when there's something you're believing the Lord for, there'll be a time where you won't have evidence with your natural senses that it's going to go the way you want it to go. Right? So it's going to look like the opposite. It's going to look like it's not working. It's going to look like it's not going to happen. If you're believing the Lord for finances, there'll be a time where it's going to look impossible. Naturally, things don't line up. You know, it doesn't take faith. If someone says, "I'm sending you $1,000, it doesn't take faith. If they say, "Hey, I wrote the check. Here's a picture of the check. It's in the mail. It's coming to you." It doesn't really take faith unless you really just question that person's character. It doesn't really take faith to believe that because you know that it's on the way, right? But then faith is you coming to the word and saying, "Okay, according to the word, it's on the way. So I'm going to rejoice as if my mom called me and said, "Hey, there's a check on the way to you," or "Hey, I've ordered you groceries and they're on the way to your house now," or whatever the details are, right? I'm going to treat it that even though I haven't seen it personally myself, I haven't seen the check that's in the mail, I haven't seen the groceries are on their way, I haven't seen whatever it is, I'm taking what the word says as it's a sure thing. And so I want to walk you through that today. Because if you choose to let your evidence be what you see, then that's not walking in faith. And that's where I believe many people go wrong, especially when it comes to healing, and really just faith in general. But when it comes to healing, is they're looking to what their body says as their evidence that they're healed. And so one of the things even at healing school that we need to get across to people is that it's based on the word of God. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness." And then it says, "By whose stripes you were healed." So when was I healed? Well, according to the word, it was by his stripes. So it was at the moment that he took stripes that I was healed. So I was healed before I was born. I was healed 2,000 years ago. Now, I access that first by salvation because healing is the children's bread. So if I appropriate and receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, the moment he becomes my Savior, he becomes my healer. And now I can say from now until I see Jesus face to face, Jesus is my healer and I am healed. Well, what if my body tells me that I'm not healed? What if there's a pain in my knee? What if there's a pain in my back? What if there's a diagnosis on a screen, right? What do I do about that? How do I say I'm healed, but then I'm looking at this scan that says I'm not healed, right? It says I'm diseased or I'm sick. Well, you take what the word says as your evidence and you begin to act on what the word says about you. And so if I'm believing for a healing, there's some simple things that you do. You find your scripture verse first. You get that because that's your evidence, right? What's my evidence that I'm financially taken care of? Well, the Bible says that I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging for bread. So how is it with all this uncertainty going on that you can just rejoice and be happy knowing that, well, I just know God is who he says he is. And I'm his, I belong to him. And so I'm not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. And the Bible says he's a provider. He's Jehovah Jireh. And the Bible says he can't deny himself. He wants to be provider more than I want him to provide for me. So I'm confident that I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never been forsaken. And I've never begged for bread, and my kids will never beg for bread. I'm confident in the Lord's provision because his word says so. So my evidence is not the economy. My evidence is just simply what the word says. Well, I've been looking at my bank account. So there you have it. You have what the word says. You have what the devil says. What do I mean by what the devil says? You know, there's what the circumstances say, but then what the doubt, tries to whisper in your mind. And so the devil will come and send a thought, it's not going to happen for you, you know, that's not going to work, you know, I know it happened last time, but it's not going to happen this time. And so there's a battle that goes on in the realm of the mind, because if he can get you discouraged, like this, if you're out soul winning and you're telling someone about Jesus, or let's just say you're just out, right? And the Lord says, you see someone and you know, I'm supposed to go tell them about Jesus. I need to go take that gospel soul winning script and I need to go read it to that person. And you get ready to do it. And then this thought comes, well, what if they say no? Then that'll be awkward. Oh, they're in line to get their food. I shouldn't bother them now. Those thoughts come. That's the enemy trying to stop you, because he doesn't want the word of God. He doesn't want the word. And sometimes it's just the fear of man that comes in, right? But he doesn't want the word of God. And so fear of rejection will cause you to back off. You're believing for something. Thank you, Lord. I'm believing you for a vehicle. This vehicle's coming in, and the devil says, "Well, that's not possible. You don't make that money. That's not going to happen." And so the enemy will come and tell you lies. And then sometimes people just look at their circumstances. So they'll pray, and then they don't see something happen in a week, and then they think, "Well, it's not working." And some people start with a plan B even before they pray. So they say, I'm going to pray and I'm going to get my healing from the Lord. But if he doesn't, I guess I'll go get the surgery. Well, well, then you're not going to be able to come in faith if you've already got a plan B. So you have to come with there's only one plan. There's just plan A. Jesus is my healer. Now, if the Lord gives me an instruction on what to do, you know, Kenneth Hagin, I'm not going to spend time talking about this. Kenneth Hagin said, you know, I went to go pray about this thing that was bothering me physically. And the Lord said, cut out. I was having headaches. The Lord said, cut out coffee. So sometimes there's a natural thing the Lord will tell you to do, right? I'm not telling you to cut out coffee. You actually should drink more coffee than what you already do. But this has been bad advice with Ryan Yesta, and I'm just kidding. Coffee's, if you drink in moderation, coffee is usually good for you. But so you have the lies of the enemy, the three evidences, what the word says, the lies of the enemy, and then what your circumstances say. And if you let yourself be a person who looks at your circumstances, the devil will steal your hope. The Bible says in Romans 15:13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Romans 4, it says, Abraham considered not his own body now dead, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb, but he grew strong in faith as he gave praise and glory to God. He said he considered him faithful who had promised. So there's certain things that you have to decide. I'm not paying any more attention to what I see and what I feel. If you're believing for your healing, please hear me. If you believe for your healing, you have to stop checking your body. I'm not saying, like, if you wake up and you say, man, I really feel like I should just be doing protein. I'm not saying you stop listening to things like that. Your body can kind of lead you in what to eat. If you've come through sickness and you're recovering, your body will tell you don't do sugar. You should listen to your body in that case. But if you're dealing with pain, a disease, a diagnosis, and there's something in your body that contributes to that where you can tell, you need to stop listening to that to gauge if you're healed or not. If you go off, I'm healed by how I feel, then this is what will happen. You'll come and you'll get healed, and the disease will go. And then a week later, a lying symptom will come, and you'll feel that tinge in your heart. You'll feel that pain in your back. You'll feel that. You'll see that blurriness in your vision for a second, and then the thought will come, oh, you didn't get healed. And if your body is the number one evidence you have, whether you're healed or not, then you're just going to say, oh, I guess I'm not healed. rather than, no, devil, 1 Peter 2:24 says, by his stripes I'm healed, and I resist this pain in Jesus' name. I was healed at Calvary, I received my healing, and I am healed. Pain, come out in Jesus' name. You have to detach from that diagnosis. If your body is the proof that you're healed, you don't actually have faith. You have evidence of sight. And that's not faith. That's not walking by faith. That's walking by sight. That's why Thomas was rebuked. If I can't feel the thing in his side, the hole in his side, if I can't touch the hole in his hands, then I won't believe. You don't walk by sight. You walk by faith. So that way, if a symptom tries to come back, you don't say, oh, I guess that didn't work. You say, no, devil, and you resist it, because 1 Peter 2:24 cannot lie. And I am healed. Healed is who I am. My name is Ryan Yusta, but actually I'm Ryan healed. I'm Ryan blessed. I'm Ryan rich. Healed is who I am. Delivered is who I am. Holy is who I am. Righteous is who I am. The evidence is the word of God. It's time to make the word your evidence. It's time to make the word your evidence. I'm not blessed because of what my bank account says. I'm blessed because of what the word says, that he gives me the power to create wealth. God downloads supernaturally the ability and the power to create wealth. I carry the blessing of God. I carry the blessing of heaven. I carry the anointing to prosper. Blessed is in my bloodstream. It's who I am. And then the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 2:13, it says, now we rejoice. Let me find the exact scripture here. It says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually works also in those who believe. People have this thing, well, I know I'm healed. I got healed 8 years ago, but I haven't seen the manifestation. If you're not healed, you haven't received it by faith. The moment you click over into proper faith, you start magnetizing your miracle to you. The moment you click over into faith, your miracle starts working its way towards you. The moment you click over into faith, it says the word which effectually works in those who believe. So the moment you start believing, the word starts working. So the key is to get in faith. This is the key. You ready? You ready for this? The Bible says, when you pray, believe you receive. So pray in faith. Do your action of faith from a place of faith. Pray in faith and stay in faith. Oh, praise in faith. Rejoice in faith. Live in faith. Rejoice in faith. Wake up. You feel groggy because you didn't sleep enough. And the thought comes, you're not going to get it. And you say, thank you, Jesus. It's on its way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My money miracle's on its way. Thank you, Jesus. My new car's on its way. Thank you, Jesus. My new living conditions are on its way. Thank you, Jesus. My spouse is on their way. Thank you, Jesus. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm healed. Oh, ragabasha baragabare babare gabare dele. Hallelujah. I'm an overcomer. At the moment you step over into faith, the miracle starts magnetizing towards you. The miracle starts moving towards you. So it's about allowing your hope to rise, because faith is a substance of things hoped for. The devil is a hope thief. He'll try to steal your hope. There's no hope. So you've got to let hope bubble up. Hallelujah. How do I do that? The way I do that is by looking at the character of God. When I'm believing for a financial breakthrough, I look at how big God is. I look at how easy it is for him to provide. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He's the God of the nations. He owns every the silver is his and the gold is his. He's God. He's generous. He's more than enough. He's extravagant. He's over the top. He's too much. So that's how I let hope bubble up. But the moment you step over into faith, your miracle starts heading to you. And if it's in the regard to healing, the moment you step into faith and start rejoicing, you'll start rejoicing, you'll start seeing a change, or the Lord will give you a point of contact on how to take your miracle. And so I'm not going to spend a lot of time there. We've talked about the point of contact before. You can go and look. But you have to decide, what is your evidence? You're believing the Lord for a vehicle. What is your evidence? What does the word say? Don't look at what you see. What is your evidence? Have you given what God told you to give? If the answer is yes, then the evidence is the word. Forget what the devil says. Forget what the circumstances say. Forget what it looks like. What does the word say? If you can get it in your spirit, you can get it in your hand. Let your hope bubble up. Let your hope rise up. God can't lie. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said and shall he not do it? Has he spoken, shall he not make it good? What is your evidence today? Let your evidence be the word of God. Oh, and you'll have another testimony to tell in Jesus' name. I love you. God bless you. If there's someone you can think of that this podcast will help them, please share it on your story, send it to them, and be blessed. I love you.